In Northern California, the FBI is now investigating the fatal shooting by a sheriff's deputy of a 13-year-old boy who turned out to be carrying a replica gun instead of a high-powered rifle officers say they feared he was carrying. We get that story tonight from NBC's Miguel Almaguer.
The call for action has grown louder every day.
There's no justice that can compare to a little boy's time.
Hundreds, parents and their children protesting outside the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department in Santa Rosa, California. They're here for 13-year-old Andy Lopez.
You wanted to go to college and have a career. You wanted to do something more and better with his life.
Last week, Lopez was walking through his neighborhood with what sheriff's deputies say they thought was an assault rifle. One neighbor spotted Lopez just before officers did.
I saw the boy with the rifle in the left hand, and I'm telling him, threw that thing away because the police is behind.
Investigators say two deputies ordered the teen to drop the gun. Seconds later, an officer opened fire.
The deputies described that as the subject was turning toward him, the barrel of the assault rifle was rising up and turning in his direction.
Andy Lopez was shot 7 times. Only after, the sheriff says, did officers realize the gun was just a replica. At a news conference, they displayed Lopez's toy gun side by side with a real one.
As a father of two boys who are about this age, I can't imagine the grief that this family is going through.
What the sheriff calls a tragic incident, Lopez's mother calls a brutal assassination of her little boy.
He was not a gang member. He was not a criminal. But yet, he's dead. Couldn't something else have been done?
Tonight, a call for justice and a federal investigation underway for a teenager shot and killed on the very block he grew up on. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Los Angeles.